Members of the Puna community faced many challenges the night of Tropical Storm Isel. One was the Puna Geothermal Ventures plant near Leilani Estates shut down, causing a release of geothermal steam that some people say has caused them distress. Tom Travis of Puna Pono Alliance says the hydrogen sulfide steam release from Puna Geothermal's plant was predictable. Community members have complained of ill health effects. Mike Kalekini from Puna Geothermal talks about what happened.
At around 7:30 p.m., trees took up transmission lines that connect us to Helco. Per design, PGV released geothermal steam.
PGV uses caustic soda to create a chemical reaction to scrub the hydrogen sulfide from the steam. Puna Pono's Travis feels PGV should have shut down in advance of the storm. Kalekini says that would have reduced the island's electric supply. He says they added staff for that night and reviewed emergency procedures. Neither the 7 on-site staff that night or the 70 personnel who worked on plant maintenance and restart over the next week complained of ill effects. Gary Gill is head of State Department of Health. He says Puna Geothermal reported the release of both scrubbed plus several unscrubbed hydrogen sulfide releases, some lasting more than an hour during the storm.
Puna Geothermal Venture has a clean air permit, which has a number of conditions for operating the plant and any response to emissions. We monitor the ambient air quality in the Puna area with our own monitoring station, and we receive reports from Puna Geothermal.
Gill says they still have questions for Puna Geothermal. Tomorrow we'll hear more about community concerns. This is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.